This is Dustin Five Star.
And Maria.
And you're listening to the Oversell Podcast.
It is episode 52, and we are talking WWE Payback with Dustin Five Star. Get ready. This is the Oversell Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Oversell Podcast. My name is Derek.
I'm Dan.
I'm Mike.
And joining us is, we had to call in some help to get us through this payback card. So I reached out, or actually he reached out to me because he loves talking to us. Dustin Five Star is on the Oversell Podcast hotline. How you doing, Dustin?
I'm doing good, man. How are you guys doing? Is the card that bad that you need help to get through the show?
Well, I kind of screwed up, but I'll own it. But there's a lot of refreshing matches on this card.
Yeah. Yeah, this doesn't look
definitely
like...
Definitely different, that's for sure.
Yeah. Definitely different is an understatement. I mean, that they've made leaps and bounds in trying to be different in the last four episodes of Raw, I think.
Yeah, and you know, it's still funny that Shane is running Monday Night Raw, even though
there's a theory. God. There's a theory I saw that said that Shane may have supposed to have won that match at WrestleMania, and Taker didn't think, you know, that would be the thing to do, and so to appease Taker, they made it where Taker won, and then like. You know, it just screwed up this whole storyline.
Right.
It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible that they didn't have even a reason why Shane would take over just because Vince came out the next night and said, oh, you know what? I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he's been there ever since. It just, like you said, to me, really looks like The Undertaker just didn't want to put Shane over, but they still wanted to do that storyline. I don't know. Why else would they do it this way?
And, you know, I actually could have seen Taker losing at WrestleMania if he'd have been jumped by, like, four or five guys. If there was, like, just some big conspiracy with Shane showing up and everything, you know.
It would have been a shame, though.
Yeah.
I would have liked to see, like, Vince come out and interfere. And then,
Taker.
And then, yeah. You know, no, and then Taker's just like, okay, you're not going to, you know, screw with my match. And then he just kind of lays down just, to,
even that,
know, just
yeah.
to stick it to Vince.
Something different, you know. But.
Well, you have WWE Payback this weekend, but then also here right around the Memphis area, you have three big, huge wrestling shows, two of them in Memphis and one of them in Amory, Mississippi, plus you have WWE Payback, tons of wrestling over the weekend we have to look forward to, you know?
Yeah, and I hear is that the OWO Super Show that's happening this weekend?
Yes, that's Saturday.
That's the card. Originally, you were supposed to face Matt Hardy on, and I think now you're facing Jeff Jarrett. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, I didn't know that they were going to really discuss a whole lot of that, but since OWO, you know, released a statement on their Facebook about Matt Hardy being double booked, and you know, it wasn't anybody's fault. It was a mistake. They didn't want to mislead fans or anything like that, and. You know, due to that, they were able to get Jeff Jarrett on board to be a replacement. And, I mean, come on. Are you kidding me? A replacement? Jeff Jarrett, a replacement? That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's a hell of a replacement.
Wrong, I would be, you know, I was excited to work with Matt, especially, you know, since him currently or, you know, so close to right now, you know, just a couple weeks ago, he was the TNA World Heavyweight Champion.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really good. And then, you know, to be wrestling Jeff Jarrett, founder of TNA, founder of Global Force, former world champion, all that kind of stuff. That's awesome. Now you have the element two where it's going to be me and of course Maria. And then on the other side, you have Jeff and Karen possibly.
Yeah.
So he alluded to the fact, you know, on Cerrito Live last Saturday that Karen might just be there. And if she is, you know, Maria better watch out. So it's going to be it's going to be a lot of fun.
We might see a cat fight going on here.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many possibilities for this match. But, yeah, you know, coming out on top of Jeff Jarrett this weekend would be awesome for me.
Now,
Global Force title match.
Right. I did see the statement that OWO released. And basically what it said was Matt had an opportunity to do like a 4 or 5 day stint in Canada. Or, just come to OWO and do one show that weekend. And, you know, it's a business decision. You know,
yeah,
you take the one that makes you more money, especially when you're a pro wrestler.
it's so funny, guys. The promo that we did after we won the OWO title, and we posted it on Facebook, because of all the controversy, I think Sir Mo had posted something about Matt Hardy being in two different places at the same time or whatever. But anyway, after all that controversy of that and who's going to replace him, that video alone had like a reach of like 40,000 people.
Wow.
And it didn't have any paid advertising or anything, but that promo had a reach of like over 40,000 people just on Facebook alone because of all the, you know, shares and comments and everybody. I guess it was just crazy, man. It was like, seemed like a big deal there for a minute. Like, who's going to replace Matt Hardy? Is he double booked? Is he going to be in Canada? You know, I thought it was kind of funny, you know?
Yeah, really. Yeah. Is it 4 or 5 day stint in Canada or 1 day here? And yeah, I think I'm on the wagon with Matt Hardy and going to Canada.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Definitely probably a better payoff there. But so Saturday night, OWO Super Show, Amory, Mississippi. VIP tickets for the meet and greet that starts at 5:15, I believe, are only $17.
That's an awesome price.
And then general admission is only $10.
Wow.
You can get the tickets at the door, but we're expecting a huge house there. And we, for the first time ever, now this was kind of teased on Twitter, but we have the first ever 5-star fan van. So we've got a van, and some of the 5-star fans are going to be on the van with us to and from the show.
Oh, wow.
And it's going to be a ton of fun. And it was invite only because we had only a select number of seats.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very limited invite, but, man, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Sounds like you guys are going to have a party all the way down and a party all the way back.
Yeah, I hope so, man. Hopefully a victory party.
Well, before we get go ahead, Dustin.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, on Friday, we have MEW Wrestling. You know, I'm the champion there. We're there on Friday, and then we have the Lucha Libre for MEW, also in Memphis on Sunday. So we get to be right here in our hometown of Memphis 2 of those 3 days, and then the others wrestling Jeff Jarrett and Amory. And we love going to Amory, man. Those people are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they meet us after the show to take pictures with us. It's so fun.
Well, before we get to WWE Payback, Dustin, look, can you give us any thoughts on China?
Yeah, man. Could you imagine? I know, like, she was in the Attitude Era. She did a lot of stuff. I'll tell you this, man. Check this out. So my son is 7 years old. You know, he heard about China passing away, and he goes, "Man, that's real sad, Dad. I really like China." I said, "Buddy, how do you know China?" He's like, "Man, she was an Intercontinental Champion." This kid's 7 years old. That happened before he was born.
Yeah.
WWE Network has taught him, you know. So all the people that are angry and upset that, you know, they didn't use China for all those years and blah, 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 she was blackballed out, they always bring somebody back.
Yeah.
They bring everybody back. So, yeah, there might be some, you know, some heat there with the Triple H, Stephanie, and China thing. But they would have brought her back, man. They would have brought her back. But all the stuff that happened after she left, it was really hard for them to, especially a PG company. You know, fortunately, though, a lot of that stuff that she did and accomplished, man, it's on WWE Network and it'll live forever, man. She's the only woman to ever win the Intercontinental title. She was in the Royal Rumble. She never, ever lost to another female in the WWE. Now, you tell me another woman that has done that.
I can't think of any of them.
Yeah.
No way, man. She beat Jeff Jarrett. We talked to him on the phone the other day. And, you know, he said the same thing. Just there was demons, you know. And unfortunately in wrestling, that kind of happens. But, man, could you imagine China right now? If she was winning the Intercontinental title in today's day and age where we have, you know, almost going to have, maybe actually have, the first ever female president. We have female referees and female coaches in professional sports. I mean, if she were to win the, look at Ronda Rousey. But if China was at her peak right now, the sky would be the limit. Just imagine that, you know. She did a lot of stuff, and probably before she was supposed to, you know what I mean?
And real quick on her, when she was in the Royal Rumble, when she eliminated Mark Henry, it wasn't due to her distracting him with a kiss or anything like that.
Right.
No.
It was
her straight up power.
It was her launching Mark Henry over the top rope.
Jeff was talking about working with her in the ring and just, you know, how she really did belong. And I mean, you could tell with not only her height, but her size, how she moved in the ring. She was really good. She was really good in the ring.
Yeah, very good. And, you know, rest in peace, China. And I thought the video tribute they did to her on Raw, actually, it was surprising to me that they did it, but it was very classy.
You know, you look, I was on Twitter, and I knew that when I saw the graphic come up, I said, hey, that's really nice. He did that. And then, you know, we were all thinking it. That's it. And so I looked on Twitter and everybody, that's it. What a shame. What a disgrace. Like, guys, I think I even tweeted, guys, calm down. It's not over with.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they gave her the video package. She's going to be in the Hall of Fame too, man.
Yeah,
trust
yeah.
Me,
oh, definitely.
Happen.
Definitely.
Do you think they'll still put her in?
I think they will.
I think it'll take some time.
It may take a year or two.
I think, you know, Triple H was asked about him. He's been asked about it for years.
How can you not put her in?
Yeah, but, you know, I understand what Triple H meant, though, because he said, you know, in current, you know, still, I guess, PG era, you know, for younger fans that are just, you know, hearing about China for the first time, if they get on Google, they're not necessarily going to see her wrestling.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's kind of hard to promote.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. No. That's what it's about nowadays. Absolutely.
It's gonna take a year or two, but she'll be in there.
Oh yeah.
She'll be in there.
She should.
I mean, if they can make amends with Ultimate Warrior, for crying out
loud. Right.
You know,
right.
If they can make amends with Ultimate Warrior, I think they can be at peace with putting China in there after the fact, you know.
Maybe she'll get in the same year Andy Kaufman finally gets in.
There you go.
Right.
Well, let's go through this WWE Payback card we got going on Sunday on the WWE Network. This Sunday, pre-show starts at 6. As always, we'll probably get a match or two, I'm sure. Have they announced what's on the pre-show, Mike?
I think they've already put Kalisto and Ryback on
Kalisto
there.
And Ryback for the U.S. title again.
Oh, man.
This is like the third time they've been on the pre-show.
Yeah. I'll be wrestling at the over near the Hickory Ridge Mall at the Lucha Libre show, so my plan is to get in and out of there as fast as I can so I can come home. And on Sunday, every now and then, I like to enjoy an adult beverage while I while I watch WWE Payback.
I hear that. I hear that.
So I will be watching. I will be watching.
I hear the Bullet Club is, or at least Gallows and Anderson, are a big fan of Bud Light Lime. So, you know, when they're backstage, they may indulge in a couple of those. So Ryback and Khalid. Is the U.S. title even relevant?
Not when you're putting it on the kickoff show every pay-per-view.
Seriously.
Yeah. Who cares? I mean, if you look at, you know, for the last year, you had John Cena versus Rusev really, really made it work and made it a big deal. And then Del Rio comes back and he beats Cena and it's a big deal. And then, you know, I get the underdog run, but they're not going anywhere with it now. The title just seems as diminished as it's ever been right now.
I think with, you know, and I really feel like it's coming. There's going to be a brand split. There's got to be. You know, they got to do something to revive SmackDown, and you know, maybe that U.S. title will take off again once they hit it over to SmackDown or Raw or whichever one it's going to be on as their exclusive title. You know,
I will not care to see this match, and I like both Kalisto and Ryback. I wouldn't go out of my way to watch the pre-show just to see that.
I'm the same way. I'm going to say that Kalisto keeps the title, though.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I agree on that one, too.
Yeah, sure. We'll find out later that night.
Mike's like, yeah, whatever.
Because it's kind of like the old question, if a tree falls in the woods and no one's around to hear it, does it make a sound?
Yeah.
If the U.S. title is defended on the pre-show.
Does it really change hands?
Right. It's not going to change hands.
Next match.
We got the number one contendership for the tag titles, Enzo Amore and Colin Cassidy versus the Vaudevillains.
Now, is that on the pre-show, or is that...
That's on the main card.
It's on the main card.
As of now.
Okay.
How exciting is it that two tag teams that are NXT call-ups are fighting for a number one contendership?
Oh, this is the Vaudevillains' chance to shine.
Yeah.
You know, Enzo and Cass have proven their worth. So this is the Vaudevillains' chance to shine.
In developmental, it is unheard of for the entire world to know your catchphrases and to know who you are, really.
Exactly.
But as soon as these guys debuted, all the fans chant their promos with them, and they love them. They know who they are. This is like a whole different day and age right now where these guys are over before they even debuted just because of what they did in developmental. So I don't think there's any way that we don't see them become the number one contenders. I mean, they're really the hottest, you know, even with New Day. You know, New Day is over. You know, people love them, but these guys, the fans are chanting everything with them. It's awesome. But it's unheard of. You know, when I was there, you talked to Knuckles, Killer Nichols a couple of weeks ago about a lot of the developmental stuff. But, man, these guys have such an opportunity on these debuts. And you were talking about Bullet Club, and I know that this is going to come up later, but I can't wait to see Finn Balor's debut. But these guys are as popular as ever, just coming right out. These guys are red hot. They're going to win.
There's two things I loved about the promo or the skit they had on Raw this past week. One, I loved how Aiden English played off of the New Day and how they pronounce the titles by singing operatic about the dragon.
Right, that was good.
I love that. The second thing was the reaction New Day have when Big Cass started doing the SAWFT, because they just look like huge fans in the middle of the ring.
Right.
Yeah.
So for the match, Mike, go ahead and you start.
I honestly don't see Enzo and Cass winning. I could
really?
All because I don't see them turning them heel, and New Day just recently turned face.
Yeah.
And that's the match that everybody wants to see, is they want to see those two feud. And I don't think we're going to get that just yet. I don't think that they're going to pull the trigger on that feud right now. I think it's going to – Vaudevillains are going to win. They're going to have a shot, because they hadn't even said that the title shot was going to be at the next pay-per-view. They just said, you know,
yeah,
a future
but
title
I
shot.
I don't know how you beat a team that's so red hot right now. And they just debuted.
Well, I know
I disagree. I'm going to go the other way.
They have been feuding with the Dudley boys off and on a little bit here, back and forth. So yeah. I'm going to call and say I bet the Dudleys cost them this match in some way, shape, or form, or cause a DQ to where there's a triple threat.
Right. I can see them building some sort of triple threat, because the next pay-per-view is Extreme Rules.
Yeah.
So they'll have something like that. But I can't see just a straight New Day Enzo feud right now.
I could see Dudley's and Enzo and Cass fighting at Extreme Rules, definitely.
Right.
So,
you know, I can see that too, but I'm not really hot on the Dudleys right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They haven't really wowed people.
And another reason, I think this is going to, you know, if the Vaudevillains win, it's going to help them, you know, it's going to push them as stronger heels because they're going to get a lot of boos if the fans don't see Enzo and Cass win.
That's true.
Yeah, Vaudevillains, there is some talk on the dirt sheets about the Vaudevillains not getting over with Vince initially.
Yeah.
So I think they're in a sink or swim situation at this point.
Dirt sheets.
You know, so.
Well, but, like, a 70-year-old man not in touch with the crowd.
Yeah.
You know, it's.
You know, Vince has proven time again he doesn't really give a crap who gets chance and who doesn't. You know, he can, but he'll pull the plug on somebody just to prove he's got the power to do it. So,
yeah. I am going to take. I think it's going to be Enzo and Big Cass's moment.
Okay. So you got Enzo and Cass. Me and Mike have got Vaudevillains, I guess, by DQ or maybe, you know, Dudley interference, and
right.
Dustin's got Enzo and Cass.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What's our next one?
Ziggler and Corbin.
Ooh. Who cares?
Corbin? I love Baron Corbin, man.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
no, I'm just not into it at all. I've got zero interest. I hate how they're making Ziggler do this. And I guarantee, well, I can't guarantee you. I mean, I just think, one of my buddies told me this, when you look 10 years back at the winners of the Andre Giant Memorial Battle Royal, we're going to say, who's that?
Yeah.
So, I'm not into it yet.
You know,
can I do that on here? Is that what we do on this show?
Oh, we typically do worse than that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wish they would kind of carry over what Baron Corbin was doing in NXT and still kind of be the indie killer that he's doing somehow on the roster. And it kind of makes sense with them doing it with Ziggler because Ziggler is just a fan's guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves just destroying wrestlers that people love.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of Baron Corbin. I can't help it. I love the dude. I love his entrance. I love his music. I kind of see him as a future Kevin Nash, to be honest.
I definitely see Corbin winning just because he's facing Ziggler. And Ziggler never wins anymore.
Seriously.
Right.
I mean, seriously, you got to give somebody some wins at some point just to make them a threat to other people, you know? And Ziggler, he's the go-to guy to get everybody over, you know? I mean, it's just constant, you know, putting people over with wins and stuff that Ziggler does, you know? And I'm still shocked at, you know, what's become of him since that Survivor Series win where Sting gave him Survivor Series win, you know, and everybody just, like, literally blew the roof off the joint at that Survivor Series win, and here we are, you know, at this point, you know, so many months later, and, you know, here you are, you're like, wow.
They give you just enough to want a little more.
Right. Yeah. It's like a drug, man.
Yeah. I'm just not into the Baron Corbin thing yet, so. But I do think he'll beat Ziggler.
I do, too.
Yeah. I think we're all on the Baron Corbin bandwagon for a win here. So
next match.
Dean Ambrose, Chris Jericho.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This ought to be good.
Yeah, it should be really good.
You go first, Dan. Or what do you think about this match?
This ought to be real good. You know, both are just incredible promo guys. I like the promos both these guys cut. You know, Jericho, seasoned veteran. Ambrose, not as much as a seasoned veteran, but still a seasoned veteran.
Yeah, he's
been around.
You know, there's no, like, street fight or anything like, you know, any stipulation like that on this match. So, you know, and the way the last pay-per-view went for Ambrose, you know,
right.
I think, you know, we could go into a street fight scenario or some extreme thing happening and this feud carrying over into Extreme Rules. So
Dreadhead Kev in the chat room says Jericho, and Jericho got this. So I think he's going to take Jericho for this one.
You know what? I'll take Jericho as well.
Okay.
You know, it'll be a close. That one's kind of a close one to call there. I'll say that much. It's a tough one to call, but I'm going to pick Jericho for the win on this one just to extend the feud into Extreme Rules.
Well, it's like they're actually investing in longer feuds and stories.
Mm-hmm.
In the WWE now, which seems, if WrestleMania, I don't think there's a build up with story as much as there is now afterwards.
Yeah.
And Dustin, you're a big Jericho guy, right?
Yeah, I love Jericho, man. He's the best.
I am going to take a couple of minutes. I'm going to tell you a funny story involving old Derek Tropel and Chris Jericho. I was one day on my computer at home, and I got an instant message from my buddy. Yes, we were on instant messengers. And he said,
oh boy.
He says, I'm surprised you're not at Spin Street. I'm like, why would I be at Spin Street? And he said, Chris Jericho's there signing autographs, and I'm the biggest Jericho mark in the world. And
you might be second biggest.
I think if we're 1A, 1B.
Once you hear this story, you may rethink Dustin.
So,
oh boy.
So he tells me that, and I think you see on his IM window, he probably saw, like, Derek has signed out a chat. I go in the bedroom, my wife is there, and I'm like freaking out, like, Jericho's at Spin Street signing autographs. Should I go? She pretty much kicked me out of the house, saying, if you don't go, you can't come back here until you calm down. So I went, And the deal was he was selling a new Fozzy CD. And you had to buy the CD, and he would sign that and one other item.
Very clever. Clever, huh?
Very, yes. So I had to spend $20. I got the CD signed. So I'm like, this is Chris Jericho, man. This is Chris Jericho. So I get up to the front of the line. He's like, how'd you like the book? I said, I thought it was funny. He's really good. He's like, what's your name, man? I'm like, I spell my name D-E-R-I-C-K. It's weird to other Derricks, Derek King included. I'm sure he thinks I spell my name weird. Derek with one R. And he says D-E-R-E-K. And like, at this point, I'm about near fainting. I'm not. And I was like,
oh
yeah,
my God.
Yeah, that's fine. So,
yeah, that's fine.
So I walk out of Spin Street and I kind of come to my senses like, what in the hell just happened? And I call my wife and people. So now I have a CD and a book made out to the wrong Derek.
So does that mean you're taking Jericho for the win?
I will definitely take Chris.
Now that you have the wrong autograph, you're taking Jericho for the win?
Jericho never loses, in his opinion.
If there was ever a more Mark moment. And, like, I got a picture with him, and you can see, like, I can barely contain myself, and Jericho's like, yep, same shit, different day.
Right. Well, no, man, Jericho, all right, so I kind of look up to Jericho as I look up to Jericho, how he works, how he comes and goes, how he does other stuff outside of wrestling, how he's always constantly, you know, promoting what he's doing, what he's a part of. And he seems like his stuff is really cool. And he was on Dancing with the Stars. He has a good podcast. He hosted Tough Enough. Those are the kind of things that I want to do, you know, outside of the ring, you know, when I decide to stop wrestling. But this guy's doing it outside of the ring. He's still doing it inside the ring. He's touring. He's rock and rolling. But I don't think that he's going to beat Dean Ambrose, because I think Dean Ambrose, they really haven't capitalized on his popularity to the fullest extent yet. Right. And I just think after losing to Brock, I think it won't hurt either one of them. Jericho is one of those guys that can put you over and still keep his heat, you know.
Yep.
You stupid idiot.
I love that. I saw somebody on Twitter put, he needs to put that on a shirt.
Yeah.
Right.
But see, that's the thing. Jericho is so good at a heel that he doesn't sell merch when he's a heel.
Wow.
That's how smart he is, because he's going to make his money elsewhere going on tour and everything like
the
that.
The You Stupid Idiot shirt has sold out in WWE Shop Zone this week.
Maybe what they can do is, like, scratch out the Jericho or the AJ, what was it? The AJ.
Y2AJ.
Y2AJ shirts, and just put You Stupid Idiot over that.
You're right.
As for the match, I am actually going to take Dean Ambrose to win. He needs a win.
He does.
Going back to real quick about all the stuff Jericho's done, did y'all ever see the game show he hosted?
The one where you can fall? Or the gigantic tree? Yeah.
Did you ever see it?
What was it called?
It was like
Drop Zone or something like
Downfall,
that.
Downfall. I don't know. Something like that. But basically, you know, it had pairing. It was usually like, you know, husband and wife or like brothers or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was a quiz show. They would have one person, like, suspended on, like, the edge of a building, and then there's this conveyor belt with all of, like, their own personal items.
I remember that now, yes.
And, like, the longer it took them to answer questions, stuff would just fall off the building.
I remember.
Once it got to the end, the person would just drop.
Oh, my God. I remember that now,
good.
I do.
I watched the web series.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. Mike, who you got for the match?
Going Jericho.
Jericho.
This feud is going to continue. It's not just going to be a one and done type thing. And Jericho usually, you know, over the last few years, he's usually been the one to put the other person over in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll get this one, and then they'll still have two or three more matches down the line.
Okay. And Dustin, who are you taking?
I'm going to take Ambrose.
Okay. 2-2. I like your style, Dustin.
Yeah.
You just like it when somebody agrees with you.
Yeah. That never happened with you jerks. Next match.
IC title. The Miz and Cesaro.
I'm actually really excited for this match. I love the new Cesaro coming out. The James
tearaway,
Bond.
The tearaway suit.
The tearaway suits. The sunglasses. I'm loving what they're doing with Cesaro right now.
I do too, but I'm also loving what they're doing with Miz and Maurice. It's kind of it looks familiar, actually.
Huh. You know,
yeah, you know, actually, those two, man, those two have a huge opportunity. They've got a huge stage. I mean, they could push Miz and Maurice to the top. I mean, he could headline WrestleMania again. I really think that they can get these two to that level. They really can. And Miz is good in the ring, too. Cesaro is really cool since he comes back. I love the suit and everything. I just think Miz keeps it because he's going to have him and Maurice are just going to keep getting better and better. And they're not the power couple. They're the it couple.
Yeah.
I can agree to that. You know, it seems like Miz is going back into this mode in his mind where he's going to maximize his minutes when he's on TV.
Right. Right.
As for the match, I think it's smarter at this point to have the Miz win and put Cesaro on the chase. Maybe some outside interference from Maurice.
I'm saying Miz, I don't know if Miz will necessarily win, but he's keeping the title.
Yeah.
So like yeah, DQ yeah. Yeah, I'll agree with that. I'll agree with that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's definitely leaving with the title still.
Yeah, yeah.
Most people wouldn't agree when I say that Miz and Maurice together could be in the main event of WrestleMania at some point. I mean, if they're given the right time and everything, a lot of people just don't like the Miz. I mean, he's a really good heel. But if you remember him and Alex Riley before, man, they were the hottest thing going there for a little while.
Oh yeah.
And
right.
if the machine gets behind Miz and Maurice and they give them that spotlight and he can maximize those minutes, like you said, Miz could have a really good run and then possibly be back on top at some point. We're talking a couple years, but I'm sure it could happen for sure.
It would be nice to have a long, nice intercontinental title run, kind of like Kevin Owens did and
right.
Daniel Bryan before him. And you know, that's one thing WWE, the fact that Zack Ryder lost it on Raw is like, that's killing your IC title, which is the best working title, I think, in wrestling history.
Yeah.
It's one of the longest titles that they've had around.
That and the WWE title, the IWGP title, that's mm-hmm. been around for 40 years.
Well, I mean, like, even the WWE title. They cross-classify that sometimes with the world championship that Ric Flair used to carry around. That was the NWA heavyweight title. You know, I mean, it's kind of confusing where that ends and the WWF title begins, you know?
Dreadhead Kev 22 in our chat room, which you can join at Mixlr, mixlr.com/oversellpodcast, says that Maurice and Miz are the fake power couple.
The fake power couple. There you go.
I like Dreadhead Kev. That's my boy. He's going to be in Amory, Mississippi, shooting some pictures. He shot some really good pictures, if you guys haven't seen them, from MEW,
yep.
where I beat Bill Dundee to a bloody pulp and they stopped the match.
Wow.
He'll be there all three shows this week, so he's the five-star cameraman. That's... Not to be confused with the five-star fan cam.
Right.
They're two different things.
That's right.
There you go.
And he also shot that picture I use on my Twitter profile that you really like.
Yeah.
Who you guys going to take for the match?
Miz.
Miz is keeping the title. Okay. I'll put it that
way.
All right, let's move on to the next match.
The one I'm most looking forward to, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens!
Oh, my gosh.
I love Kevin Owens, man. He's the best heel they've got going in WWE right now. And I liked
him and Jericho tagging.
That was
hilarious.
That was good. I liked them kicking the car
as
they were both leaving. But one thing I really loved that they did on Raw was they were telling a story. You know, it was the Sami Zayn long-burning feud between Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens and the story of how, you know.
Basically grew up together in the business. And
right. And when Kevin got the call up, and I think was he hurt? Is that what he said at the time?
When he got the call up to Raw, Sami Zayn was injured at the time.
But they're telling such a good stories between these guys, and it's like Kevin Owens when he was Kevin Steen in PWG said, "I think we're destined to do this forever." I mean, you could see this as a world title feud in a couple of years.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if I'd go that far. But I will agree, we were in a very unique time in WWE right now where guys are able to come in and keep, you know, keep their gimmicks or keep their names, like AJ Styles, the Bullet Club, and then this story that they're telling with Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. You know, I mean, they're digging really deep to tell these stories. And a lot of, you know, before here recently, AJ Styles would have never debuted as AJ Styles, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Bullet Club, come on, man. So, it's really cool that they're giving him that story. I really like Sami Zayn, man. Sami Zayn is phenomenal in the ring. Kevin Owens is really good, too. For some reason, I guess I think they're going to give Kevin Owens a victory on this one, because they always seem to book him pretty strong, you know, and Zayn is okay if he loses, I think. You know, the people like him anyways. So I would have to pick Kevin Owens, even though I really don't want to pick Kevin Owens.
I love it. I am picking Kevin Owens. I agree with you. It's good. If it's going to be a long feud, start Kevin Owens off on the win and put Sami Zayn on the chase.
I'm going Kevin Owens. Like I said, it's going to be a long feud.
Yeah, I'm going to be the lone Avenger and go with Sami Zayn on this one. I was like, you know, it doesn't. It's like Dustin said. It doesn't really hurt one guy or the other if one. I don't think it hurts one or the other if one or the other wins and the other one loses at this point, because this is a long, drawn out feud. This is going to come back, you know, over the course of the rest of their WWE careers. That. Oh, these guys are former friends when they came to WWE. They've been feuding ever since. And da 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 da. And, you know, it's a great storyline. It's a great storyline that intertwines with reality. You know, so
yeah.
You know, it's more believable. So you know, and they'll milk this for. Oh, we're good. Was that the laptop?
We're good.
Yeah. We're good. Okay. Well, I'm gonna have to take the headphones off because now I hear myself. but anyway, it intertwines with reality, you know, and it's like, it's you know, it's more of a believable storyline to where, you know, you can actually get into it, you know, mentally, you know, and emotionally, you can get into a storyline like this, you know. So I'm going to go for Zayn because I don't think a Zayn win would hurt Kevin Owens. I think Kevin Owens would be infuriated by a Zayn win and continue to stalk him and beat the hell out of him at every corner and jumping him in the back and interrupting his matches and stuff like that. And
either wouldn't hurt the other. But yeah. They book Kevin Owens so strong, I just figured they'd book him on top to win.
Mm-hmm. And the more I think about it now, I can see this maybe just going to a draw.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the refs having to break it up, you know, it's going to be such a brutal fight.
Apart. Yeah.
And then that would set up for a stipulation match at Extreme Rules,
mm-hmm.
where they, you know, should definitely have a winner.
I like that.
Yeah.
Next match.
Women's championship match. Not Divas championship anymore.
Women's.
Woo! The women's
Thank
championship.
Thank God.
Charlotte versus Natalya.
I got to listen to a great interview Saturday, and it was Dustin Five Star and Kevin Cerrito talking to Daniel Milliken. Is that what his name is?
Dave Milliken.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he created a lot of WWE titles. It was a really great interview, and it's on iTunes. Anywhere podcasts are, you can go listen to Cerrito Live. They put the podcast up every week. It's a great show. I always enjoy listening to him and Dustin at that wrestling segment. But, yeah, I love the new women's title championship. What about you guys?
I like it.
Yeah.
I think it's a great design.
Shows more equality in the business now.
Now,
you know, they say everybody is a superstar.
Now, with that being said, why are they still only getting 5 minutes a segment?
Because they're getting 2 5-minute segments now.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody can complain about the TV time the Divas are getting now. I mean, the Divas, I mean, they're pretty much, they could main event the show. If they wanted to close the show, and I think they have. Haven't they closed out Raw with a women's title match? I think they did.
A month ago or so, was it?
I can't remember.
I think so. But the funny part, that interview, thanks for the plug, by the way, that interview with Dave Milliken is we were jokingly saying, so when you're talking to them about creating this title, Do you ask them which kind of butterfly do you want to use this time?
Oh, wow. Oh, no.
We're going in a different direction, you know, because it's always been just kind of funny that it had a butterfly on it. And I liked it. I thought it was cool. But the new title is really cool. They're getting more time than they ever had. I don't see Charlotte losing the title. She's wrestling Natalya, right?
Natalya. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great match. I love that Natalya's getting a little bit of that spotlight. Is Brett officially going to be in her corner?
Yes.
Yes.
Even though he doesn't want to be.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be, but he's going to be there for Natty.
He just had wrist surgery or something like that, and he's still recuperating from that. So he gave an interview a day or two ago and said that he wasn't really up for it, but he was going to be there to honor Natty.
Right.
You know, and that was really going to be the only reason he was going to be there. So
to me, that's a great match for Natty. That's a great match for all of them, and I think it's like a WrestleMania match. Why would they not have Charlotte with Flair in her corner versus Natalya with, you know, Brett in her corner, and, you know, you have two WWE Hall of Famers, two great, you know, women's wrestlers, and have that match. I think it could be really cool. But I think Charlotte keeps it, but I'll be interested in watching that match for sure.
Yeah, I agree. I think Charlotte's going to win it.
I think it's going to be a long run for Charlotte.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Up till SummerSlam or so.
Yes, and like George in our chat room just said, I'd like the title better if a pink-haired superstar were holding it.
Yeah. Eva Marie?
No sell.
You know, I hate
everything.
To break it to you guys, but I still think that girl's going to make a lot of money, especially if she gets the reaction that Roman Reigns gets and that, you know, maybe not John Cena, but, you know, anybody that gets a reaction from the fans like she does, Eva Marie, they got to make some money with that, you know? The people care enough to boo her out of the building.
Yeah. Yeah.
They really do.
Yeah, I agree. Next match.
Well, the next one on the list, Vince McMahon will announce who controls Raw after Payback. So who'll be in charge from now on?
Hmm.
I'm hating the whole
I'm
story.
With Dan. I think they're going to do a brand split.
Yeah, they'll do a brand split.
Yep. So Stephanie and Triple H will have one, and Shane will have the other.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And I think.
Now, who do you think will have? Do you think that will actually happen? I mean, do you think that Stephanie and Triple H would actually get SmackDown?
I do, and okay. The reason I think that is. It's time we had a baby face in charge as an authority figure.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
agree
been a
with
long
that.
Time. Like, I miss the days of when Mick Foley was commissioner, you know. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was some great television, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. You know, Mike, you got any thoughts on that?
Shane shouldn't be running it now anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
technically.
But it would be nice to see the brand split. It'd be hard to see Triple H and Stephanie on SmackDown, though.
It would,
if
wouldn't
they
it?
Did that.
I think they would just make a GM, and then they wouldn't have much to do with it. Bring
yeah.
it back.
But you
know,
would think.
I haven't even thought that. I didn't even know they were thinking of doing a brand split. Is this something that's made up, or is it on a dirt sheet somewhere?
It's been wildly reported, you know.
Hmm.
I think they even went so far as to make a new WWE title that looks similar to the Winged Eagle belt.
Oh.
So
You
got two world champions there.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, interesting. So I just think with the lack of, I guess, planning and the storyline to begin with, it's hard for me to get excited that, you know, Vince is going to give somebody control of the company. Well, really, Shane shouldn't have it anyway because he lost the match. I'm still right. not over that, and I know that I will be over it, but, you know, like, I just still think it's kind of a dumb story right now.
Yeah.
So they got to do something. I don't know what they're doing.
I can see more of them putting Shane in charge of SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you've proven yourself, but you did lose that match. So,
and that would be a good way to get SmackDown ratings up.
Right.
So,
yeah, I don't know where they're going to go with this. I can't even make a prediction.
So is that the semi-main event? Is that what we're saying here?
Yeah.
So Vince's the semi-main event is the payoff on a storyline that nobody cares about anyways, okay? Yeah. I am a big fan of WWE. I really like watching it, even though I might not sound like I do.
Well,
it's the same with most people.
Yeah, I'm the exact same.
Every week we come on here complaining about something, but yeah, we're watching it enough to still complain about it.
Yeah.
World Heavyweight Championship match, Roman Reigns versus AJ Styles.
Who would have thought that we would be getting this match this soon, or getting AJ Styles in the world title picture this soon? Who would have thought that?
When they had that four man, I thought it was going to be Kevin Owens or something like that.
Yeah,
I was expecting a heel. Kevin Owens, but I didn't think it'd be AJ Styles.
Right.
Who would have thought 5 months ago we would have this match?
Well, that's true. Who knew? Who 5 months ago we didn't know Shinsuke Nakamura was going to be in NXT either.
Yeah.
Right. Well, so you have so many hidden elements in this match that could be, because you have the Bullet Club. We know that Finn Balor lost the NXT title, so when is he going to debut? Is this his time? Also, who's going to have Roman Reigns back? I mean, like, if you build all these guys up over here, Roman Reigns is eventually going to have a team, and I don't really think it's going to be the Usos, is it? You know?
I hope not.
So how do they mix all this up to where I truly believe there's 100% chance Roman Reigns leaves with the World Heavyweight title? But then also you have a very popular AJ Styles, and he's mixing with heels. So they're going to get somewhere, I think, with this match, and then we'll be clear on exactly what's going on. But I kind of think we're going to see Finn Balor somewhere on this.
I agree. He is the master of the tease, too.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what he did after that NXT championship match, Dustin?
I saw something on Instagram. Not sure if it's the same thing you're talking about.
Yeah, he got off a bus and just said, I'll see y'all's Monday. And the whole world is – that's my best Finn Balor impression I can do, too. But the whole world was like, oh, my God, he said it. It's like, people, he's getting you again.
Yeah, that's actually pretty funny, though.
Yeah, it was. I see the Bullet Club being reunited with Finn Balor as the leader again. And I just thought of this. What if the Bullet Club – comes in and they're this huge threat and they're fighting everybody, they're beating everybody up, and it forces a Shield reunion when Seth Rollins comes back.
Very
that
cool.
Would be great.
Very cool. Should,
man, just in time for Survivor Series. Yeah.
Okay, but guys, you also have to realize too, like, the Bullet Club is very popular to a lot of wrestling fans, but there are a lot of wrestling fans that aren't 100% familiar that Finn Balor was a member. You know, they don't know all the details that everybody else knows. So
right.
WWE right. still has to tell that story appropriately in order for it to get over, you know, like it did without WWE. You know, let's take the NWO, for instance. When NWA re-debuted, I know it had passed its time and all that kind of stuff, but you saw what they did with it. It wasn't very good. So let's just hope that they can tell this story to the WWE universe, as well as what these guys told the story to the other part of the wrestling community. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And
so they got to make everybody believe now, and they have to put it together the right way, and hopefully we'll see that on Sunday.
And how crazy is it that the WWE is constantly bringing up New Japan Pro Wrestling, the IWGP titles, mm-hmm. the tag team titles, all that stuff? This isn't anything they've ever done,
right? As far as I told you, it's a real unique time right now with guys keeping their names. And now, will they officially be able to use Bullet Club?
I think New Japan owns the rights to it,
so it would be the Baylor Club.
I think possibly. Baylor Club. They were
or like bulletproof.
Or
yeah,
something like that.
You. I think they trademarked bulletproof. Yeah.
New Japan makes so much money with the Bullet Club t-shirts that there's no way in hell.
No.
No.
Right.
Let's see. Who are we going to pick for this match?
Roman Reigns.
By DQ?
Well, he keeps the title somehow.
Yeah. Yep. I definitely think he keeps title. But another question for this match is, who walks out the heel? Because technically they're both faces right now.
What if Bullet Club turned on AJ and AJ
that's what I said last week.
With Roman Reigns?
No!
The only reason that that came to my mind at all is because they are trying so hard for somebody to cheer Roman Reigns. Maybe they think, well, if we put AJ with him, maybe they'll cheer him.
Yeah.
They tried to put The Rock with the guy and they booed him at WrestleMania.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know?
With Rock's eyebrows going, really?
Right.
I am going to take Roman Reigns to walk out as a champion.
I'll take Roman. Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, he's leaving as the champion. Don't know if he's going to win or not.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, those are our WWE Payback predictions. We are going to take a quick break. We will be right back. Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed our WWE Payback predictions. We still got Dustin Five-Star with us, and I'm going to give him the mic now because he probably has about 647 things to plug.
Oh, I can talk real fast, too. Don't worry. No, man, I wanted to tell you guys about this weekend. Okay, so that would be, let me get my calendar up to make sure I'm not giving you the wrong date. So April 29th is out on Watkins Avenue at Marvel Elite Wrestling. Bell time is 7:30. They say there's going to be a rematch between myself and superstar Bill Dundee. After beating him to a bloody pulp, I don't see him being able to make that match. But that happens on Friday night. Saturday, it's going to be Dustin Five Star with Maria, of course, defending the OWO Heavyweight Championship against none other than Jeff Jarrett. Like I said, VIP tickets are only $17. General admission for that is only $10.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Crazy, crazy cheap. So get there early. Get your seats. They have seven big matches. That's in Amory, Mississippi at the Community Center. And then on Sunday, we're back in Memphis, right over by the Hickory Ridge Mall, where they have Lucha Libre action. That's Marvel Elite Wrestling there. I also think there's a festival going on out there.
Cool.
So, yeah, big weekend of wrestling. We have trivia coming up soon, and then also we'll be at Olive Capri soon. So you can get all that stuff on my social media. Now, I've got a couple of hookups for you guys, too, or anybody that's listening that's into healthy fitness. Okay, so if you go to any Ultimate Foods location in Memphis, they have one in Olive Branch, Germantown Parkway, and also the one over here on East Memphis on Poplar Avenue. If you go in there and you drop Dustin Star or Maria Star's name, they will give you a free meal. And it's like a salmon meal or chicken. Like, it's a really healthy meal. They help me out with my meals while I'm on the road. And then also, if you want to get a workout in, you go over to Laurelwood on Poplar Avenue, Q4 Fitness. They'll give you a week free. So you don't even have to join unless you like it. They give you a whole week free right there.
Nice.
A couple of Memphis hookups there for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There was a question I was going to ask that I completely forgot. Oh, are they sneaking any more Lucha Underground wrestlers into that MEW show Sunday?
You know, if you go to MEW Wrestling on Facebook, they have a poster. It features several of the luchadors that they're coming or that they're bringing in. I think they did get a really good reaction or response from the fans about the Lucha Underground. So, you know, every show, they try to bring in some sort of luchador that's you know, was real big in Mexico.
Right.
And it just so happened the last time was Lucha Underground. But if you go to that page, you'll see all the guys. They do a real good job. And they've been talking about bringing in Rey Mysterio, too.
Oh, wow.
If they bring in Rey Mysterio, that place will be packed. Because he drew, when I was in developmental, he didn't even wrestle. An autograph session, he drew thousands of people. They had to delay the show just so everybody can get an autograph.
Do you ever get a chance to watch Lucha Underground?
I watch the clips that they put on Twitter, and I see some of the stuff. It looks really cool.
It's a different show, of course, from the WWE, but it is so much fun.
Yeah. You know what it reminds me of? There's a place in Nashville called Arcadian Wrestling Association. Have you heard of them?
I have.
some of the pictures of their shows and the videos of their shows looks really, really cool. And we're in communication with them. You might see the power couple there soon. But when I look at Lucha Underground, it's kind of that rough, grungy, but crisp type of look. And that Arcadian wrestling kind of reminds me of that.
Highly recommend that. I know you're a really busy man, but when you get a couple of minutes, man, you also, like, maybe when you're traveling, you know, if you're on a plane or something, check out New Japan Pro Wrestling, dude. That is some of the best wrestling you could ever see.
And I've got a question for you, Dustin, and you too, Dan. Mm-hmm. You know, last week we brought up, with all the injuries WWE has had and then all the new call-ups from NXT, once everybody comes back, what's a couple matches that you're looking forward to, you know, over the next year that, you know, we might be able to see now with returning stars and new stars coming in?
And if you want to give us some suggestions on Twitter, just send
I'll tell you right
to
now,
Oversell Podcast.
Sami Zayn and Seth Rollins, man, that would tear the house down.
Yeah,
that definitely would tear the house down. Yeah,
yeah, Sami Zayn, Seth Rollins. Trying to think who else is out there.
You got John Cena coming back.
Yeah.
John Cena, Finn Balor.
Ooh, that'd be fun to watch.
Yeah. I mean, you can say what you want about John Cena, but I don't remember the last time I saw a bad match. You remember the matches he had with Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn? I mean, they're great matches.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to pick a good opponent for Cena coming back. Cena and Baron
Samoa
Corbin
Joe.
Would be good.
Yeah, I was thinking Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe, yeah. Yeah, Samoa Joe.
The NXT heavyweight champion.
Seth Rollins, Samoa Joe.
I'd love to see Samoa Joe and freaking Jim Ross made this suggestion. I'd love to see Samoa Joe and Brock Lesnar go at it.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah. I'd like to see you put Samoa Joe in there with anybody. I'm a fan of Samoa Joe. I love the guy.
Oh, I've loved him since TNA. First time I saw him on TNA, I've loved him. He moves amazingly for a big man. It's just incredible the way his agility and, you know, his repertoire is just, you know, it's nobody can duplicate what he does. So
I think last week, you know, Sami Zayn was a big one for anybody. Seth Rollins coming back,
Nakamura.
Cesaro and Nakamura.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any combination of those four.
I actually said Nakamura versus Ryback so I could just see Nakamura knee him for 30 minutes straight. Well, Dan's got our Memphis wrestling moment.
Yeah, this one's kind of smushed together, so I'm going to see if I can make it through this one here. Let's see. Let's start at the bottom of the poster. We got this is April 24th, 1978. Frank Dalton versus Jim Ray, Kojak versus Jerry Bryant, Plowboy Frazier versus Masked Marvel, Steve Kyle and Tommy Gilbert versus Ron Slinker and Norvell Austin. We got Jerry Lawler versus John Louie in a return challenge match. And then we got Bill Dundee and Jimmy Valiant versus Sonny King and Joe LaDuke.
Is that it? How many more?
Texas Death Match. Is that the Texas Death Match or is Jerry Lawler the Texas I can't tell from the poster, but we'll find out here in a minute.
Now, Dustin, that match card was from 1978.
Yes.
You have
that was 38 years ago, by the way, because that was the year I was born.
You have wrestled and beaten two guys on a card from this book in 1978. How crazy is that?
That is insane. And, you know, I hear it a lot when people talk about the ages of some of the guys that you get in the ring with. But, you know, these guys can still go, man. They're still tough as hell. It says a lot for them. I mean, because if I look at other people that I know that are of that age, they can barely walk.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've seen it. Go to YouTube. Go to Five Star Fan Cam. And watch me pummel and just pummel and beat Bill Dundee until he's bloody. And they stop the match.
Wow.
Okay, at his age. Now imagine me beating up anybody else like that.
Yeah, that's
assault. Say what you want, but I'm pretty rough in there, brother. I'm, you know, Dan, you know that, right?
Oh yeah.
So put me in there with anybody else. Think of the person of the same age, you know, that you know, and if they could take that kind of punishment,
yeah,
and the, dish it out too.
The most watched match that I have online is me and you. So yeah. okay.
But yeah, man, that's crazy, man, that they're still able to get in the ring and do it.
Yeah, it really is. And I've wrestled Bill before. So I can tell you, yeah. Bill can still go. So
yeah.
Ain't no problem there. let me see here. Let's get to the results. Jerry Lawler defeated John Louie in the featured Texas death match last night at the Coliseum. And as prearranged, the loser's head was shaved. In other matches before an announced crowd of 7,000, Bill Dundee and Jimmy Valiant whipped Joe LeDuc and Sonny King. Jim Ray beat Frank Fulton, Kojak, and Jerry Bryant through Plowboy Frazier beat... Okay. Drew. Okay. That was a draw. Okay. Plowboy Frazier and Mass Marvel, while Steve Kyle and Tommy Gilbert beat Ron Slinker and Norval Austin by disqualification. So that was 7,000 people at the Coliseum.
On a Monday night. Wow.
On a Monday night.
Well, as we like to end every episode, we like to do Superstar of the Week. So, guys, I ask you, who is your
Superstar of the Week?
I'll let our guests go first.
You want me to go first?
Yep.
I mean, come on, dude. I think Dustin Five Star should be the superstar of the week.
Absolutely.
I mean, the indie power rankings say so.
Yep.
Also, I mean, I did just brutalize a legend of our, you know, of our sport, beat Bill Dundee, and to man, you know, it's so weird to say I beat him until the referee had to stop the match, right?
Yeah.
If he shows up on Friday, I'll do it again. I'm wrestling Jeff Jarrett. I have a Global Force Wrestling Championship match coming up. I'll be back on Local Memphis Live here really soon. I have a whole week with Amy.
Nice.
Why would I not be Superstar of the Week? Well, you should actually change it to the Five Star of the Week.
There you go.
I like it.
Dreadhead Kev in the chat room says he wants to see Dustin versus Brandon Espy. I know that would be a hell of a match.
Oh, yeah.
And Dustin, always my five-star superstar of the week. And but he's been loving Brandon Espy's mic work. And George also, they gave us a couple matches. George said he wanted to see Samoa Joe versus Russian Rusev.
That'd be good. Oh, yeah, that would be good.
And then Kev said Nakamura versus AJ versus Kevin Owens.
Nice.
Wow.
Guys, take Kevin Owens out, it'd be really good. Just kidding. I have to give you a hard time, Derek.
I know.
And Kevin Cerrito. He really likes Kevin Owens, too.
Well, it's only because they're Kevins.
Right.
Dan, Superstar of the Week?
Come back to me. I got a few rolling around in my head.
I'm going to go Enzo and Big Cass again.
Nice.
But only because Dustin chose himself. I was totally going to choose him.
I am going to go Gallows and Anderson. The one thing I will say about their match they had with the Usos is I think it should have been a little more slanted towards the side of Gallows and Anderson. Like, they should have been a little more
dominant.
Yeah. But otherwise, I still love Gallows and Anderson, and they got their first win on Raw. So that's my superstars of the week. Dan?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with you with Gallows and Anderson on in the international stage. On the local stage, I'm going with Dustin.
Well,
it is the weekend of Dustin Five Stars.
It's a given. Smart guy. It's a given. That's why I didn't say
smart
it.
Guy.
It's a given. It's a given. Well, that's going to be it for this week, you guys. Dustin, thank you so much for joining us. Remind folks where you are on social media and everything that you do.
Yeah, man. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, it's all at Dustin Star. That's Star with two R's. And also check out Maria at The Maria Star. And she's also on Facebook. Like our pages. Keep up with us. We got the Five Star Fan Band this weekend. Five Star Fan Cam will be there. If you guys at all can make it out to Amory, Mississippi, it is going to be awesome. Been looking forward to this match for a long time. And there's a bunch of really good shows coming up. So you guys support indie wrestling and come out and be sure to say hello. We love meeting the fans, whether you like us or you don't like us. You know, come say hello after the show. We want to know that you guys were entertained. So, you guys, thanks for having me, man.
No, and hey, not a problem.
Anytime.
I love getting a chance to talk to you, Dustin. You promote this podcast a lot with your stuff, so I really appreciate you for that. I want to also say I saw a funny, I don't know if it's called a GIF or a GIF, but I think it was like you and your son doing your strut. That was hilarious.
Yeah, I was teaching him the 5-star strut, and, you know, we've been working on it just in case we had to go against Jeff Jarrett with his strut.
Oh.
Maybe we'll have a strut off.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Nice. I like that. Well, Dustin, man, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to get to talk to you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Now, are y'all doing the Cerrito Live this week? Or no, there's no show this week, right?
No, we're off this week, but when we come back on May 7th, we have Scott Hall.
Awesome.
The original member of the NWO.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah. I will be listening, man. Thanks, Dustin.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, talk to you later. Thank you so much, Dustin 5-star. I want to go ahead and do George's Superstar of the Week. He said the Vaudevillains, not sure how often they'll be on Raw after Payback. and Dreadhead Kev 22 says 5-star all day. Folks, that's going to be it for us this week.
Let's just make a rundown of all the shows happening this week. We got OWO.
That's Saturday.
That's Amory. We've got MEW Lucha.
Sunday. MEW Friday.
And Friday. MEW Friday.
We've got Wildfire Wrestling.
Wildfire Wrestling this Saturday. This Thursday. At the Alchemia Shriners Temple. Right. And it's a fundraiser for the Shriners.
Yep.
So go out there, get in, and, you know.
I wish I could be there.
Donate to a good cause and everything.
I'm going to Texas.
Going to Texas.
Yeah.
Well, there's wrestling down there, too.
and real quick, I wanted to mention this. At the Grizzlies game over the weekend.
I saw that.
All right. Normally during the Grizzlies game.
Was that the Texas barbecue boys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every
I saw the video clip of that.
Yeah. Every so many games, they'll have Rendezvous sponsors the games, and they'll do a 2-on-cue challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they just get two fans to come out, and they have to score 5 points in 45 seconds against three of the barbecue ribs. They're all like 8 foot. I mean, they look like 8 foot tall turds with like faces on them. But how else are you going to have a foam rib?
Seriously.
I mean, that's what it looks like. But you know, normally it's just two fans. Well, they're starting to promote the game for later on, the next time out. And all of a sudden, these two ornery Texans come out, you know, wearing the flannel cutoff shirts and the jeans and the boots and big cowboy hats.
I died laughing when I saw this, by the way.
And as soon as they came out, I recognized them immediately.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if a lot of other people know who it was, but recognized immediately. Friends of the show, Derek King, Alan Steele.
Yep.
They came out saying they were since we were playing San Antonio, they came out as the Texas Barbecue Boys.
Uh-huh.
And they had their own video package
of
showing them training.
Did. Of course they did.
And, I mean, it was just them, you know, lifting weights and getting ready for it and just doing funny poses. My favorite part of it shows Alan Steele, like, doing bicep curls. And he's got the little dumbbell.
Yeah.
But instead of seeing how much weight it was, all it said, just handwritten on there, was heavy.
We got to end on that note.
Oh, my God.
Folks, thank you for listening and downloading. Be sure you head over to OverSellPodcast.com. Check out all our episodes there. Then visit the Amazon link right underneath the main player and shop, shop, shop. There's no extra fees. There's no hidden fees or anything like that. It's just you shopping on Amazon like you're going to do anyway. And any sale you make, we get a small commission on. Also, be sure you're following us on Twitter. We are at Oversell Podcast. I am at Derek Oversell, DerickOversell. Facebook.com/OverSellPodcast.
I was about to say,
get all
breath.
That. You all right?
Yeah.
Fan him. He's a. I am at One Dangerous Dan, and I'm also on Facebook, Dangerous Dan Matthews.
At WolfMike23.
Thank you for listening. The easiest way to get to this podcast is subscribing to it on iTunes, and while you're there, give it a 5-star review.
Like a Dustin 5-star review.
A Dustin 5-star review.
They should play that every time you get click on five stars.
Yeah, there you go.
Little gif of him should pop up.
Yeah. Quick something funny I saw is like
there's some people in Australia going, "Who the hell is that guy?" So
I saw a quick thing, and I won't go all the way into it, but it was like a funny picture of why you don't let the internet name your school, and one of them was John Cena High School.
Yeah, I saw that.
So just I thought about that, and I thought like, imagine if what the bells would be like every time class is over. Da, 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 da. We're out of here, folks. That's a great note to end
final
on.
Final bell. John Cena.
John Cena. ladies and gentlemen, now your morning announcements by John Cena. Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da. That's it, folks. Thanks for listening. This is the Oversell Podcast.